destination, Venus, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Together again on the central continent of Venus, Rocky and the others plan their next move against Gorg. Unbeknown to them, a fleet of giant spaceships carrying thousands of Gorg's robot soldiers rocket through space toward Earth. After repairing their damaged bomber, Rocky waits for daylight before heading south. As he and Marla stand guard, he suddenly says,
Mitch was right. Those flashes in the sky were spaceships taking off. Gorg sending a robot army to invade Earth.
At that moment, the first eerie tints of dawn come dancing across the desert waste. And with them, the moving rocks.
Look at them. They are like stone men marching.
Great Scott! It's not possible!
Wide-eyed, Rocky and Marla stand frozen as hundreds of the weird figure rocks come toward them. Suddenly in the distance, Anne screams.
Rocky, help me!
Marla, she sits among those rocks.
You cannot go there.
Well, I've got to.
You'll be crushed to death.
Call Mitch and tell him that I need him.
Come back. You must. Rocky, come back.
Yes, Mitch.
Oh, Rocky, be careful.
Hey, what's causing all the dust? Giggling grasshoppers.
Rocky needs you.
Say, I'm seeing things and my brain's going quim.
Listen to me.
Some rocks are walking. No, they ain't. They couldn't.
Mitch, Anne is out there somewhere.
Anne?
She was bringing us coffee and we heard her scream. Rocky has gone to look for her.
Which way?
You stay with me. It means death to go among those things.
Which way did he go?
Out there. But you will not find him in all this
time. Sure I will.
Oh, no, you cannot.
Look, you grab Ian and tell him to take that bomber up out of this. He can put her down when all this is over. Well, go on. Don't stand there. I'm going after Rocky.
Ann!
Say, how long do these things move for?
Well, how would I know? Anne!
Oh, never mind yelling. That won't find her. Look, we'll retrace our steps.
Mitch, she's somewhere around this spot. Anne!
Look, Rocky, she won't reply.
Well, we won't hear her unless you be quiet.
Look, Rocky, let's get in amongst them. She might be under one of them.
Oh, it's no use going in there. You can't see a thing in that cloud of sand. We'll stay put here for a minute. Anne!
Hey, look, Rocky, she might be able to answer.
Anne!
Are you sure she came this way?
I'm quite sure.
Hell, we're not dreaming all this, are we?
Oh, I wish we were.
Oh, we must be. No.
What's wrong?
Oh, I pinched myself to make certain we wasn't dreaming. Oh, we were. Oh, gee, we must be. Look, rocks can't walk.
Now, listen, Mitch, you can't doubt your eyes.
Hey, you hear that?
Not a thing except the noise of the rocks.
No, I heard Anne. It was a faint call, but I heard her. See, it's her, all right. She sounds as though she's ahead and on our right.
All right, come on.
Look, watch yourself, pal. One slip and you'll be trampled to death.
Mitch, there she is.
She's pinned by one of them rocks.
Come on, over this way. We've got to get her out as fast as we can. You're all right now.
What did you came for me?
Well, Mitch was with me.
I could hear you. I tried to call, but my mouth was so full of sand and... rock.
Oh, never mind, ma'am. They can't hurt you now.
I thought you'd never come. They kept rolling or walking over me. It was horrible. Oh,
don't.
Rocky, there's something wrong with my leg, isn't there?
Well, there's nothing to worry about. You're very badly bruised, but as far as I can see, no bones are broken.
Oh, I'm sorry to be such a useful...
Oh, don't be silly. You're not. Is the pain any better?
Not.
Good. Now, we'll soon have you off this central continent.
Where are we going?
Down south, back to Rotten.
Hey, Rocky, it's no go.
What?
Them rocks are in the way. We can't take off.
Oh, Mitch, we have to.
Well, we can't, I tell you. Before Yan could move the bomber, them things was all around. They've gummed up our runway.
All right, then we'll have to clear one.
Yeah, us and what army?
We've got to go after Gorg. Those flashes you saw were spaceships taking off. Gorg sent an army of robots to invade Earth.
No kidding.
I'll swear that my hunch is right. We'll have to make him recall them before it's too late. So come on, call Yan and we'll start fixing our runway.
Your broadcast is timed to begin in a few minutes, sire. The engineer will flick a red light for you to begin.
Excellent, yeah.
Sire, there is one thing. This broadcast, is it wise?
Why not?
Well, the Earthlings will be monitoring our programs just as we are there.
We have one great advantage, though. We understand their language. Have no fears. The stupid Earthlings will learn little from my speech. In fact, they will learn nothing. It will be good for our people to know of my great plans for them. Ah, yes. This is a great day for me, Yo. Our sun god Nous smiles upon us. The invasion fleet is well on its way. Nothing can prevent it reaching its destination.
They have a long journey in front of them.
Naturally. The planet Earth is more than 30 million miles away from us.
Sire, Our spaceships could be overtaken.
By whom? Rocky Star?
Yes.
He does not even know that they have left.
Nevertheless, he could overtake them when he does learn of it. Our space troopships are slow-moving compared to the Blue Streak.
Do you imagine the Blue Streak could wipe out my invasion fleet?
He destroyed the fleet on Rama.
He will not destroy this one. It is too late for him to interfere.
How can you be sure of that, Sire?
You said that he and the rest of them were on the central continent.
Well, a space bomber and a land plane were seen there by our security forces.
That will be them. None of our people would venture onto that continent.
I am well aware.
Stop your worrying, you. They can do us no harm from there.
They could hear your speech on the plane's radio and warn Earth.
That is true.
And it would be better that the Earthlings were not aware of our invasion.
They could do little to stop it.
Nevertheless, Sire, I have taken steps to deal with Rocky Star. I have sent 2 land bombers to destroy those planes. But once they have done that, Sire, Rocky Star and his cursed friends will rot on the central continent. It is impossible to escape from there.
Your planes may not be needed, you.
Why not?
The walking rocks might do that job for us.
Oh, yes, yes, I had forgotten them.
Have you ever seen the moon?
No, and I do not want to.
Oh, it is an amazing sight and frightening. I was sent there once years ago with many other scientists. We studied those rocks for weeks, but we never learned why and how they moved. There seems to be no explanation for it. It should not happen, yet it does.
Sire, the red light is flickering.
Oh, yes, yes. After my broadcast, our people will feel proud of their destiny, especially when I announce that we shall rule Earth within a few weeks. If only the Earthlings realized what lies ahead.
I
wonder who he is. One of the bug chats in Venus again.
Listen to him screaming. He's been going on like that for near half an hour.
Must be handing out something hot.
Maybe he's announcing the invasion of Earth.
Yeah, it could be too,
I was only kidding. I don't believe all that nonsense is flying around.
It's not nonsense. All the big shots are scared stiff. Fella, you cracked the jackpot. I'll bet he's announcing the invasion of Earth.
Well, you're only guessing. You can't figure out that language. No more can anyone else down here.
I wouldn't be surprised if the army's on its way.
What in? Rowing boat?
No, spaceship, Buffhead. I guess they're more advanced with space travel than we are.
Well, if they're on their way, we've had it.
How about you know? They have plans?
Yeah, my big toe they have. Half of them don't even want to fight. And I don't blame them. It'll be the end of us if we resist.
It'll be the end of us anyways. We got nothing to stop those Venusian guys with.
No. Say, seems as though that screeching parrot's true.
Yeah, let's grab this tape and shoot it across the headquarters. Maybe they can work it all out.
Halliday, the tape copy of Gold's speech, is rushed to the cipher room of the United Nations intelligence staff. Frantically, men try to work out the meaningless jumble of words. Meanwhile, back on the central continent of Venus, Rocky, Yan, and Mitch work feverishly to clear a runway for their takeoff. The heat and dust are almost unbearable.
I wish the gal would hurry up with that cold coffee. Hey, Mel, hurry it up, will you?
I'll give them a chance, Mitch.
Say, look, maybe I ought to get down to the bomber and help him fix the coffee, huh?
Listen, you keep working.
Yeah, what's left, dummy? Another hour or so at this spot, and me'll be a dirty stain on the sand.
Mitch, save your breath.
We can't do it, I tell you. We've been slaving for hours, and you can't see what we've done.
I agree with you, Mitch. It is a hopeless task.
Listen, if you must talk, keep working.
It will take weeks to clear away these rocks.
Hey, you've got an idea. Why don't we wait till they move off someplace by themselves?
Listen, how long do you think we could possibly live in this heat? We either leave here smartly or sizzle to death.
Perhaps it would be better to try and reach the coast.
Yes, what good would that do? You said the chips don't call here.
There is sure to be wood or something we could burn by the sea.
Hey, Rocky. Hey? Can you hear planes?
Yes, I can.
Hey, there they are, out there. See them? There's 2 of them.
I got you. What's more, they're jets, too. Gosh, they're moving.
Yippee, we're saved.
You'll be too happy, Mitch. They may have been sent to search for us and destroy us.
Ah, nuts, Gord. Don't even know we're here. Now, come on, we got to attract their attention. I'd hate them to miss us. Now, wave your arms around. Quick, they'll be gone in a second. Do something. Come on. They didn't see us. They've gone past.
How can we attract their attention?
It's too late. They won't be back now, I guess.
Mitch, you guessed wrong. Look, they're turning.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Hey, Rocky, they must have seen us dancing around. Hey, Rocky, they're going to land.
Mitch! Mitch, those planes are diving at us. Flat on your faces. They're strafing our planes. Flat on your faces.
Mitch! Rocky yells a warning, shells rocket across the desert toward them, death in their wake. Is there a way out for Rocky and the others? Or does this mean that Gorg has won the battle and that our friends will die on the central continent? Don't miss the next dramatic episode of the Rocky Star Adventure, Destination Venus.